Welcome to the Optimal Body Podcast. I'm Doc Jen.
And I'm Dr. Dom, and we are doctors of physical therapy, bringing you the body tips and PT pearls to help you begin to understand your body, relieve your pains and restrictions, and answer your questions.
Along with expert guests, our goal of the Optimal Body Podcast is to help you discover what optimal means within your own body. Let's dive in. Okay, I know that we have already finished the challenge for the beginning of the year, but guess what? I am bringing back a free challenge. That's right, 5-day free challenge. And this is specifically for people who experience knee pain. So whether you've had knee surgery, whether you're afraid that your knees are starting to wear and you're afraid to do movement, maybe you feel some pain while you're working out, you're not quite sure what it is, you haven't gotten diagnosed, that's okay. I'm here for you. I want to educate you on your knees. And we're going to provide a lot of knowledge through this. So the videos themselves, they're going to be actionable. There's going to be exercises, and they're only going to take about 10 to 15 minutes each day. It's a 5-day program. But the emails within these are going to provide some education, some anatomy breakdowns, very basic, so that you just start to understand what's happening and you understand a little bit more about these diagnoses and what they mean. So I think it's going to be highly educational. If you know anyone that has knee pain as well, this is free. So let me reiterate, it's a 5-day free program. It starts in exactly a week. So May 26th, you're going to get in with us, start this free program. You got to sign up. So go to the link, sign up. It's completely free. And then once it starts on the 26th, you'll get an email with the video and the information of the day. And again, 5 days, completely free. This is my way of giving back to so many people who complain about their knees. So come get in, share it with your friends and family members that you know have knee issues as well. And we're going to learn a lot this week.
All right, coming at you with another interview that I am so passionate about. I know Jen is as well, because I'm so passionate about food, a good, high quality food, and making that accessible to everybody in our country and world for that matter. But we're having on Ashley Turnier, who's the CEO of Farmbox Direct. And what this company does is make high quality produce accessible anywhere that FedEx delivers, which is so insane. And we're going to talk through all sorts of programs on how she's working to make this affordable, how she's working to get this covered through healthcare plans, and how we're just bridging the gap of education as to why it's important to start incorporating more of these ingredients into your daily diet, why it's important to start doing this with your kids, and how we're going to also make them interested in eating these healthy options. If you want to go check her out, her Instagram is FarmboxAshley. It's got so many amazing things on there, but stay tuned until the end of the interview because we go over so many incredible things. Ashley, thank you so much for being here with us, for the work you're doing in the area of food and getting really high quality, accessible food to people. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me today. I'm excited to be here.
So first of all, we'd like to just say, where did this passion of yours for what you're bringing to the world, where did this come from? Where did it start?
I think my passion for a love of produce came, you know, my father was a farmer in the Midwest. So I grew up with a love of all things agriculture. So I really think that that's where it came from. You know, I'm a mom myself, so I'm very interested in what my daughter is bringing in her body. And she's actually a vegan herself. I'm not vegan, but she's made the decision to be a vegan. I think it stems from that as well, as what my daughter is putting in her body.
I think that's so important. And especially, you know, as somebody from the Midwest myself, you talk a lot about bringing access to foods to certain places, because now I live out in California and we have about 17 natural grocers within a mile of us. But when we go back to Minnesota, sometimes you walk into your average grocery store and you just can't find things. You can't find the produce that you might be looking for. You can't find high quality produce. And not to down talk, I know that there's some great organic grocers near where I grow up, but it's just not something that is marketed or that people even know about. So can you talk a little bit into what you're doing now and how you might be trying to solve that problem?
Yeah, well, accessibility is, you know, it's a really large issue here in America. That's before COVID was really overlooked, right? The food desert problem is very real. 24 million Americans live in a food desert where they just have no access to fruits and vegetables. You know, we started working in healthcare a year ago, and then we really started to learn what our senior population faces as far as food insecurity. So even if you live somewhere that the government hasn't necessarily classified as a food desert, you still might be food insecure, right? You could live across the street from a grocery store, but if you're an elderly individual that's homebound, that's too far for you to go to the supermarket and get back home with your groceries. You know, so us being able to deliver the box of produce anywhere that FedEx goes in the country is really the way to combat the food desert and food insecurity problems that our country faces.
And did you kind of, I mean, I know you talked about being in, you know, having this accessibility, but being a single mom, did you experience having a lack of access?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, look, even growing up with, you know, my father being a farmer, like we still had an accessibility issue, right? We thought it was just normal to have to drive to the grocery store a half hour. And that was part of like daily life. When I was pregnant with my daughter, you know, I ended up on food stamps and I learned very quickly how difficult it is to eat on a food stamp budget to still eat healthy. And so, you know, I had an accessibility problem even living in an urban food desert. So if you take New York City, for example, and you include the Bronx, 700,000 people live in a food desert in New York City. So there's rural and urban food deserts. So it's not just those rural areas where people lack accessibility. It's equally urban areas that people just don't have accessibility.
When it came to using the food stamps, I think that's super interesting that you still felt like, you know, there wasn't enough to eat healthy. I feel like that's always, you know, something that is such a big concern because it's almost easier to just go get fast food or go, you know, buy a whole bunch of processed stuff. And is that what you were experiencing by means of you still didn't have enough to buy the produce?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, fast food is even cheaper, right? Yeah. So not only is it easier, it's cheaper. I think it really boils down to, you know, planning out how to eat healthy on a food stamp budget, right? So, you know, you can go to farmers markets, things like that. I mean, in COVID, a lot of the farmers markets have unfortunately shut down during COVID. But you can go to farmers markets and eat, but it's still, even if you get, if you're a pregnant mom, right? You're a single mom, you're pregnant, you get something like $260 a month in a food stamp budget. Try eating healthy Wow. on that, right? Try getting, you know, a proper lean protein and fruits and vegetables and lentils and beans, things like that into your diet. And then, you know, you're not going to have much left over at the end of the month. So you, when you live in a food desert and you're attempting to eat healthy and you're on, you know, any type of supplemental income from the government, you know, SNAP or you know, EBT, the challenges are up against you, right? If you have accessibility and planning out how to use those funds wisely a month for, you know, your groceries. You see it all the time when you go to the grocery store. You see elderly individuals that have, you know, two frozen meals in their cart, a bag of peanuts, and maybe like, you know, an apple, right? Like a lot of people are living off of less than $1,000 a month for their entire living needs.
Yeah. And I think you brought up some really, really important points there because it's so easy from the outside to just say, oh, eat healthier, grab these foods. But then there's so many more barriers for people that aren't used to eating certain ingredients or eating whole vegetables. Like, how do you prepare them? How can I do this in a time efficient manner when I am from a family of five and have kids that are all over the place? So are there ways that you're also trying to help bridge the gap of people just even understanding like why it's important to maybe start introducing more whole food vegetables, whole food fruits into their diet?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Absolutely. So, you know, we launched in healthcare. We're in our second year of healthcare, where we work directly with insurance plans across the country for their primarily for their chronic members. So maybe they have diabetes, hypertension, something that's a chronic need. And we actually provide education that goes out in every FarmBox RX shipment out the door that goes through, you know, a common question into our member services department for our healthcare division is, hey, I received my FarmBox RX box this month and there's carrots inside of the box. Can I eat carrots? I'm a type 2 diabetic. Mm. Like, it might sound crazy to you or I, but people don't know, right? You go to the doctor, you find out you're diabetic. They do not go over nutrition with you typically, right? You know, doctors spend like 15 minutes or something silly in medical school going over what nutrition is and should look like. And so people just don't know. They get a prescription for insulin. They're told, I'll see you in 3 months. You know, they don't know how to reverse these health effects. And so, you know, our job with FarmBox RX is not just to send a box of produce out to the door of these members, but it's to educate these members on how they can eat healthy and make changes within their diet.
Mm, that's huge. So what? So if someone gets this box, what kind of education are they? Are you sending? Or is it recipes? Is it informational stuff?
Yeah. So we have like a, we like to call it a full holistic wellness experience. Mm-hmm. So we have an in-house RDN that curates all of the content that goes out the door. Let's say that there's maybe kale in that week's farm box. There's a recipe in there, a very quick recipe, right? You don't want to overwhelm somebody with, you know, like a meal kit or something. These are people that need to make different choices in their eating patterns. And the last thing you want to do is overwhelm them, right? Same example of if you go to the gym every, you know, January, you head to the gym and then like you go full throttle. And then by February, you're done with the gym, right? Yeah. These are slow changes to make positive impacts over time. And the other content in the box is really around, we put in crosswords, Sudokus, things like that. Mm. You might laugh at that, but if it's going to a senior individual, you know, my grandmother was diagnosed with early onset dementia, Alzheimer's, and right away her doctor said, get her crossword puzzles, Sudokus, things like that to keep her mind active. So we include little things like that for our aging senior populations that we work with. There's, you know, little articles around how to get vitamin D in the winter months, how to keep your mind healthy and active, how to meal prep and food storage, just to keep people going on an overall, you know, wellness experience, right? It's a journey. It's not a sprint.
So many rounds of applause over here on this end, because it's like in a day and age when we can, in most major cities or metro areas, press a button on our app and have some sort of convenience food delivered to our door in 20 minutes, like, we have the ability, and you're showing it, to utilize a system like FedEx, have it sent directly to somebody's door, get them the information, the access to the information. You're solving so many accessibility issues here, access to the product, access to the information on how to use the product, and access for how to pay for it by partnering with certain government agencies, certain healthcare plans. So how can somebody find out if they're on a health plan, or where exactly are you doing this right now? Can somebody call up their health insurance plan and say, hey, can I order a FarmBox direct and will you pay for it? Or how can they figure that out?
Yeah, no, that's a great question too. So in 2020, we launched with Vibra Health and Capital Blue Cross of Pennsylvania. We also have a partnership with Anthem. We work with Anthem for pregnant at-risk moms, right? So Vibra and Capital Blue Cross, we work with senior populations, but Anthem with pregnant at-risk moms was really incredible because it was really the first time a health plan came forward and said, hey, like, this mom that's pregnant is maybe diabetic, maybe she's obese, she has, you know, changes she needs to make in her diet, because we realize that this, the child she is carrying, is going to grow up with her cooking for the child and probably is going to have the same health outcomes. So let's teach mom how to take care of herself, to take care of baby. And in 22, we're heavily growing in healthcare. So we can't release the names of all the plans that we're working with until October, when open enrollment starts. But I will tell you that come 22, I think that a majority of people will notice most of the plans, their national plans we're working with our, you know, incredible growth on our healthcare side of the business. But you can call your health plan. A lot of health plans have food benefits already readily available to them. It's just really knowing, you know, what benefits you really truly have with your insurance provider.
That's honestly everything, because that is always the goal. I mean, even us as physical therapists, it was always a struggle to say, well, a client can come straight to us. They don't have to go to their MD first. We can help them and give us enough time with them. And I promise, you know, something different's gonna happen rather than a surgery or more shots or anything like that. And so having this accessibility is absolutely incredible through a healthcare provider. And I hope that people start to get curious, you know, even if you guys aren't partnered with them just yet, get curious, call your insurance plan, see what is available to you, just like you were saying. And I think we don't do that enough. So just that message alone is so, so incredible.
Yeah, no, I mean, I have so many benefits I had no idea that I had with my health insurance until I started working in health insurance.
That's seriously so, so huge. And then you as a single mom, how are you really bringing this to your kids to say, you know, these fruits and veggies are going to be great and you're going to love the taste of them and cooking with them? And I think that's a lot of the barrier as well. Yeah. Not only, you know, the look of food, it's green, it's gross, but also the time commitment to cooking. Like, yeah. I know when moms have multiple kids, it's just so much easier to pop something in the microwave and throw it at the kid. You know, it's hard to implement all this. So what do you say in those situations?
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm busy, right? And, you know, I have limited amount of time in my day as it is. So I completely understand with like the busy single mom or working family mom that maybe has one or two jobs, sitting down to cook for her family at the end of the day. You know, meal prepping is a really great way to start to spearhead like a time management. You know, I really take a big pride in getting my daughter in the kitchen with me. She's more apt to try things. All kids are. If they cook with something, they're more apt to try something they've mm-hmm. just created. And again, starting small, back to my analogy I gave over going to the gym, full throttle, you're going to eat organic, you're going to take all these vitamins, you're going to make all these changes in January, and by February, you're just over it, right? Put it into your schedule one night a week and then go up to two nights a week and really just get your kids, you know, going and exploring with you in the kitchen on different creations that you would make. You would be amazed at how apt a child is to try something that they've actually taken a hand in cooking.
And I feel like so many, you know, at the stage we're at now, so many young parents just didn't grow up making food themselves or having a family that, you know, would make those meals in-house. It was the age of processed food. And so I feel like so many parents can very easily learn right alongside their kid. And when you make it that activity of bonding with your child while you're both learning this thing, it can teach so many amazing things relationally with food, and just really start to help. We talk about this all the time with movement, where people are like, oh, I'm so busy with my kids. Like, how can I get movement in? Like, make it an activity with your kids.
Right. Well, I mean, look, like, the dinner table is like the family place, you know, or I mean, like it is the place of like relationships begin, you know, like if you take a look at, you know, your husband or wife, like where you, it all started, like typically you go out to a dinner or you go out to a lunch or you go out to a coffee, right? So the same concept with your kids, you can really develop a great relationship over that dinner and just taking that amount of time out of your day to have that conversation over the dinner that you created together.
Yeah, that's so amazing. And I got to bring up Harlow's Harvest. And can we talk into this? Because this is quite amazing.
Yeah, sure. We actually, Farmbox just acquired Harlow's Harvest, actually.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
I never anticipated that my board would want to acquire Harlow's Harvest, but Farmbox Direct, they said that they wanted it. So I said, okay, we'll go ahead and bring it in. I started that brand, Harlow's Harvest, with my daughter almost 3 years ago now. And it was really just to teach kids how to cook on a healthy way, right? Teaching kids the fundamental basis of just healthy cooking and eating, beginning in the kitchen. And why should we make sweet potato chips instead of eating the bag of chips? And then it really morphed over into healthcare. So we started having a tremendous amount of outreach from health plans that we're working with, Farmbox Rx, saying, you know, we love what you're doing. Do you have anything for children? And so we acquired the brand to morph it over into healthcare. And so I'm really, really proud of our team. In 22, we're introducing a kit that is for that pre-diabetic obese child population. You know, 36% of our kids age 12 and under are considered obese in this country. So we have a kit that's curated around these children and teaching them how to eat and how to cook healthy. We also have a kit that's coming out for autistic children of trying to get them to try food in the kitchen that they work with either their foster parent or their parents as a family function. And then we also have a kit in Harlow's Harvest that's coming out for pregnant teen moms to teach them how to eat healthy and take care of themselves, but how to also take care of baby as soon as baby is here.
Oh, wow. Wow. That like gave me chills to hear all those different programs that you guys are coming out with this.
Yeah. And I mean, just scrolling through this Harlow's Harvest feed, you see all these amazing little, like, it makes it fun. And you still are having a kid make pizza or make brownies, but learning the ways to do that with ingredients in your own home. You're, again, knowing where those ingredients are coming from, being a little more connected to that food, and finding the healthier way to sub in for some of those comfort foods that people are so used to potentially eating before that.
Yeah, no, that's right. We have the most adorable little chefs that send us their pictures from Harlow's.
Where do you find all these models on this?
Yeah, no, it is. I love when I get to go and work with the content team over there. I mean, now we have an RN. We actually have an RN that came to work for us on Harlow's Harvest for the healthcare initiative. And it's amazing to see how that brand has grown and how the two brands actually kind of collided together as well.
That's so amazing. And you talk about, you know, these different programs that are helping, whether it's diabetes or pregnancy. What kind of feedback have you heard from people starting to use Farmbox? And whether it's diseases in their own body, like what kind of replies have you guys received?
Yeah, no, I mean, we get the kindest handwritten cards even from healthcare members. We just had one arrive a week ago, and I need to follow up and send this nice elderly woman a reply. She actually went and bought a card at like the Hallmark, you know, and mailed us a handwritten card how this has changed her life. She's type 2 diabetic. This is reversing some of her health outcomes and it keeps her on a healthy path. And, she actually said that she had not had a pair in 8 years where she moved to in Pennsylvania until her Farmbox started arriving to her from her health plan. And so, you know, I mean, we get really beautiful, kind words from members that receive these boxes. And, it's humbling, right? It's humbling to have started. Like I remember delivering the first Farmbox, like in my car, right? To what the company has grown to now. So it's very humbling to see, you know, something that you manifested in your mind as a product that, you know, came full circle and is continuing to grow. And at the same time, it's solving a social issue within our country and helping people to live a better, healthier life.
And, you know, I think that that's why things have been so successful is because it's coming a lot from this passion of yours to address these social issues. And then the food and the amazing benefits that come from it are almost secondary to that. I have one question for you about, you know, you've brought up different food choices like, oh, if kale ends up in the box or, you know, someone gets a pear in their box. Are people able to some degree, you know, choose what's going to come in their farm box every week? And does that change seasonally? I also saw on the site that you have organic versus natural produce. Mm-hmm. And what's the difference between those two?
Yeah. So For Farmbox Direct, we do not allow an a la carte box, but we do allow members to make up to 5 subs to their box. So say they don't want the kale, they can take out the kale, add in, you know, apples or something in its place. So we give them a little bit of a customization there. Our healthcare boxes, we don't allow any customizing on our healthcare boxes. And that's because it's just, we're just, you know, we have so much large scale that goes out the door there, but we have several different box offerings, right? We have a diabetic friendly box. We have a low inflammatory box where members, you know, who have like, we have a health plan that has a very large population that has rheumatoid arthritis. So they shouldn't be eating nightshades. So we've removed nightshades from that box. We have ethnically inspired boxes. So, you know, a Hispanic cuisine inspired and Asian cuisine inspired box. And, you know, we've offered, and our healthcare boxes are all conventional produce. And on Farmbox Direct, we have organic and natural boxes. And the reason that we've offered both is, you know, I myself eat organic. I pride myself in reading labels and eating organic. But the reality is that a lot of Americans cannot afford to eat organic.
Yeah.
And so you want to give an option to people who maybe they can afford the dollar bag of chips, but the $2, you know, bag of organic apples, they can't afford. So it would be better for them to eat even a conventionally farmed apple rather than the bag of potato chips.
Yeah, I think that's really important. As long as we're getting people to eat, you know, this more natural right. produce, I think that is solving already so many issues. Have you worked with, do you guys work with specific farms? Are you looking for specific things when it comes to even like your natural boxes?
Yep. So we do partner, you know, we still vet all farms that we work with. You know, Liberty Fruit in Kansas City, Kansas is our packing partner, and we have a whole buying department there that sources produce for us. You know, we partner directly with farms because we can't buy produce that, you know, has sat at a distributor for 3 weeks to 6 weeks before it gets sold. Typically, that's how a grocery store works. You know, we buy produce that comes directly from the grower. And that's important to our quality assurance to our members as well.
So probably the deepest and most serious question yet. Mm-hmm. Which is, of course, going to be followed up by something kind of silly. Why did you choose the carrot to be in your name on Instagram of all of the emojis?
The carrot. You know what? It comes from my daughter, actually. You know, she was obsessed with this carrot in New York. I think his name was like Colby the Carrot at the Children's Museum in Manhattan. And so, you know, she's just always reminded me of this little like carrot because of her love for this carrot. And so the carrot has stuck with me.
Oh, that is so sweet. I love that. And as far as leaving people with this idea of food as medicine and helping them to get access to being able to eat this way, what do you want to leave people with as just one little extra push to stay clear from the middle aisles and maybe be open to trying more of this whole natural produce and possibly getting a box?
Yeah. I mean, look, I think the biggest tell-all right now is where our country's health system is, right? So if you take a look at healthcare, they've always treated diet-related chronic conditions with medication. And for the first time over the last year to 2 years, health plans are now saying, okay, we fiscally cannot sustain as we are. So that food as medicine movement is huge right now in healthcare. And so I think if these massive corporations, right, I love to say like health plans are not charities, they're businesses, right? At the end of the day. If they are taking a look at providing food to their members, that tells you something, right? They have, these health plans have billions of dollars of access to, you know, to studies that are out there as to how to reverse some of these effects. And, you know, they make smart decisions when it comes to their P&L. And so I think that, if they are waking up to this, I think that everyone should wake up and think to themselves, like, it's no longer about sick care. It actually is truly starting to become about health care.
Absolutely. I agree with that. And that is kind of an amazing soundbite to wrap up on, just to make it make sense to people and to start to bridge that gap of why it's important to start choosing this style of eating and choosing to incorporate more of these vegetables into your diet every day. And so where can people find out more about you? I know you have a few different Instagram channels that they can check out. They are all amazing, by the way. They look so clean. You will get lost in them for days, but even to the point where they can go and order a box, where can people find that out?
Yeah, sure. So you can follow me on Instagram. I'm Farmbox Ashley, or we have Farmbox Direct. And then we have farmboxdirect.com, where you can go on and you can order a box. And in healthcare, you would talk to your healthcare provider if they offer the Farmbox RX produce box benefit.
That's amazing. And of course, we'll have this all linked up in show notes so you guys can go check it out. Thank you so much, Ashley, for what you're bringing to the world. You're really creating a difference. And I know it's something that a lot of people come onto the podcast wanting to do, and you're taking that extra step to say, okay, let me get into the system and let's affect change here. And you're doing that. So thank you. Thank you for the work that you're bringing.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me today, guys.
And there we have it. Yet another amazing guest on the Optimal Body Podcast. So now what we ask of you, if you loved any bit of that or resonated with it, go share it out. Share it with a friend. Share it on your social media, because you know there are more people out there that would resonate with it just the same. Also, subscribe, rate, review on your favorite podcast app so we know what you want to learn or other guests that you think we should bring on for you in the future. Keep tuning in to find your optimal body.